All right. Good morning. Holy Shabbos, Daf Peches. Again, it's Erev Shavuos. We skipped ahead a couple of lot to cover these Gemaras of Shavuos. We're at the top line of Daf Peches, but I'll just to get our bearings. The Perek was talking about, this Perek was discussing this different din of Tumah V'Tahara, and it got into a conversation of the din of Peleta Shech Vazera. How many days after Tashmish would Isha remain Tameh? So Peleta Shech Vazera could be up to 3 days. So that relates to the conversation of how many days Klai Yisrael had to separate from their wives before Kabbalah Torah, which got us into the Machlokes, when exact Kabbalah Torah was. So just to go over some of the facts we discussed yesterday, we had, everyone agreed, Rabbanan and Arbasi both agree, they arrived by Midbar Sinai, they arrived there on Rosh Chodesh. That everyone agreed. Everyone agrees that the Kabbalah Torah was on Shabbos. Kabbalah Torah took place on Shabbos. That's when the Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah. The question is, was that day 6 or was it day 7 of the month? What does that mean? So the Machlokes says, when they arrived at on Rosh Chodesh in Midbar Sinai, was it Sunday? That's what B.A.C. In which case, accepting the Torah on Shabbos translates to day 7. Or according to Chamim, they arrived in Midbar Sinai on Monday, in which case Kabbalah Torah on Shabbos, which again they both agreed it was on Shabbos, that will now be day 6 according to the Rabbanan. What's the underlying basis of the Machlokes? How many days of separation was there? The husband for the wife, Rabbeisi holds with the famous Brisa that Kadosh Baruch Hu clearly said the Psukim separate 2 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Meisifim Echad Medaita, he added one extra day. So Klai Yisrael was separated for 3 days. If they separated for 3 days, it ends up being that the Kabbalah Torah was on Shabbos, because there was, of course, the days beforehand, the commandment of not approaching the mountain, the commandment of okay, that is according to Rabbeisi. According to Rabbanan, they only separated like Hashem commanded for 2 days. If they only separated for 2 days, so they started on Rosh Chodesh, was the first day, was Monday, and Kabbalah Torah still was on Shabbos because the only 2 days separation. So that's the fundamental Machlokes Rabbeisi Rabbanan, was a 2 or 3 days separation, and more importantly, ultimately, was Kabbalah Torah on day 6 of Sivan or on day 6 or on day 7? Okay, so Tashema, we're in the top line of Peches Chesed Alf. The Gemara is continuing to try to bring Rias one way or another in this Machlokes. The Tanya of Seder Elam. We learned in the Brisa of Seder Elam, Nisan Shabbat Yatsu Yisrael Mitzrayim. Nisan is when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Ba'arba Asar Shachtu Pesachim. This is similar to some of the Brisa we quoted yesterday on Pezayin. On the 14th, they Shachtu Karim Pesach. B'chamisha Asar Yatsu. On the 15th, they left Mitzrayim. Ba'isay Yoyim Erev Shabbos Hayu. Now here's a new Kedesh. That day that they left Mitzrayim on the 15th of the month was Erev Shabbos. So the 15th was a Friday. Umidereish Yarchu the Nisan Erev Shabbos. Now from the fact that the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan was a Friday, the Gemara kind of skips a step by saying the 15th was Friday, so you can extrapolate and go back that Rosh Chodesh, which was 2 weeks earlier, was on a Friday, right? If Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, so the 14th is 2 weeks later on Thursday, 2 full weeks, so the 15th is again a Friday, so that means Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday. The Gemara goes backwards. If the 15th of Nisan was on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday. And if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Deir Chabbos Shabbos, that means that the Rosh Chodesh of Ir, right, was going to be, Rosh Chodesh Ir is going to be, Nisan's always a 30-day month, Rashi explains, so Rosh Chodesh Ir is going to be from Friday, 30 days later, on a Sunday. Okay, the Sivan betrayed B'Shabbata, and Sivan was going to be on a Monday. Sivan is a, Nisan is a 30-day month, Ir is a 29-day month, so Sivan's going to be on Betrayed B'Shabbata on Monday. L'char it's a right to Rabbanan, Kasha, Rabbi Yaisi, Kasha, Rabbi Yaisi, Amach Rabbi Yaisi, Hamani Rabbanani. Rabbi Yaisi will answer, who's the author of that Braisa? The author is Rabbanan. It wouldn't help over here to say that Ir was a 30-day month, because on the contrary, that would push it off, Rabbi Yaisi and off the Rabbanan, that would push it to Rosh Chodesh Tuesday. So this Braisa, which clearly is, the mathematics is coming out that Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on a Monday, that fits like the Rabbanan, it's Kasha, Rabbi Yaisi, and his answer is an Achrami. Just like we had yesterday, the other way, we had some rights to Rabbi Yaisi from Brises, that Rabbanan said, no problem, those Brises, the author of those Brises, goes with the sheet of Rabbeisi. Here too, this Brises, the author goes with the sheet of Rabbanan. Rabbeisi knows that there's a view that disagrees with him, but don't bring me a raya for me. Again, he's a Tana, and he argues on this Brises. Tashema. Another raya. Now, just a side point, we could have spoken to say yesterday already. Rav Tzadok Kain explains, why are the 3 daf of Shavuos, 3 blad about Shavuos, large in Masechtas Shabbos? First episode, it shows up in Masechtas Shabbos, these three plot about Shavuos, about Matan Torah, Kabbalah Torah, about Shavuos. So it's another kind of big yisayid, there's a shas yisayid, that whenever there's agadatas, the agadatas are put in a Masechta that somehow relate to the agadata. So for example, Gittin, in Masechtas Gittin, we have in Hanazak, and we know the few plot that we're able to learn on Tisha B'Av, Kamtza, Chorav Yishalayim, Gittin speaks about the separation of a husband and wife, they're being separating from each other. Gittin is also speaking about Kaiso going into Galus. That we put the Agadza about Kaiso going to Galus and the base being destroyed, which is kind of a get from to an extent of Kaiso from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is therefore put in Mesechtas Gittin. A similar vein, he says, that why is the man, the part that got about the man in Mesechtas Yuma? Because Yuma, of course, is Yom Kippur. Yuma is a very Mesechta about high levels of spirituality. Man was a Madrega, even though it was Eichlin, it's food, it was a Madrega, it was a spiritual eating, it fell from Shemayim, it was clearly Yad Hashem, it was a spiritual type of eating, and therefore man is put into the Mesechtas Yuma. So he says Shabbos is the location for Shavuos for Matan Torah. Why? First of all, we know that we just spoke this out many times already today and yesterday, Kabbalah Torah happened on Shabbos. Kabbalah happened on Shabbos, therefore, of course, it goes to Shabbos, but he says much deeper than that. The best time to appreciate learning Torah, to appreciate Ruchnias, to appreciate what the Torah is, on Shabbos, when people normally during the week are busy with many other things, they're busy with their Malachtam, on Shabbos they have time to relax, and they're not allowed to do other Malachas, they're not allowed to be found in the field. That's the perfect time to appreciate the vastness and the beauty of Torah, the beauty of Ruchnias, and therefore Shavuos Aman Torah, Seshub Sadat Kain, was put into this Masechta, into Shabbos, and that's what we have three bottom here in Shabbos discussing this topic. Okay, so Tashima, another right to the Shaila. On the second day of Siva, Moshe went up and came down. On the third day of Siva, he went up and came down. On the fourth day, he came down and didn't go up again until, of course, till Shabbos, till whatever, until the sixth or seventh day when they had Aseres Dibros were given. Now, the Gemara right away asks, if he didn't go up on the fourth day, how did he come down? It makes sense to say he went up and came down. Went up and came down. The fourth, on Wednesday, was saying he came down. He didn't go up and he still came down. Rather, what does it mean? Ella, you have to tweak it. Bervi Elvira, you have to say also on the fourth day, he went up and came down. Even the fourth day of Sivan, also, tweak the words, he went up and came down. Fine. But Chamishi, back in the Brisa, that was just the Gemara. Ad-Lib was speaking out in the Brisa, that you have to correct the Nusach. But Chamishi, on the fifth day, he built a Mizbeach, the Hikrav of carbon, was Makav carbon. Panai, on the sixth day, he didn't have time, right? Now, here's going to be the key point for the Raya. On the sixth day of Sivan, he didn't have time. My love, Mishum Taira, he didn't have time to go up. Isn't it because they got the Torah, the Kaiso got received the Torah on day six. On day six, the Torah was given, the Chartz Araya to Rabbanan, a riot against Rabbi Yasi. Answers the Gemara, Lo Mishum Terech Shabbos. No. Sixth day was Friday. Everyone agrees they got the Torah on Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Yasi, that was day seven, not day six. So what was day six? Day six was Friday. So I basically answer you that Moshe Rabbeinu was very busy with Tircha of Shabbos on day six. We know famously, Eliyahu Navi, when it comes to time for Mashiach, the Chazal tells us he's not going to come on a Friday because Klai Yisrael is too busy being Terech, preparing for Shabbos. Too busy preparing for Shabbos. He doesn't want to disturb. Same answer over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was too busy on Friday with what? He was too busy with preparing for Shabbos and therefore didn't have time to go up. That's what it's referring to. But the Kabbalah Torah, according to Rabbi Yasi, was when? On Shabbos Kodesh, which was day seven, not day six. Darsha Gloy Alei Rav Chizda. This fellow from Galil, he darshaned in front of Chizda. Pirch Rachmana blesses the Akash Baruch Hu Diav Oren Tlisa, who gave the our Torah of thirds, a Torah of thirds, Le'am Tlisa, to a nation of thirds, Al Yidei Tlisa, through the person who was thirds, B'yayim Tlisa, on the day of third, B'yarchet Tlisa, in the month of the third, in the third month of the year. So let's go over those things again quickly. What does that mean? Baruch Hachmano gave us the Torah of thirds. What does it mean, the Torah of thirds? Rashi says, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Imre Yemes says beautifully, no. The Gemara tells us that a person should be yashlish his time, Mikra Mishnah Tam. He says, split his life, learning a third of his life, Mikra a third of his life, Mishnah a third of his life, Gemara. Ask the Gemara on this Memra, does a person know how long he's going to live that he can allocate the years of his life, a third Mikra, a third Mishnah, a third Talmud? And the Gemara says, no, it means on a daily basis, on an annual basis. It doesn't mean long term. It means on an annual basis, he should be dividing his time between Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. Lemaisa, the version, the place to explain that when we have our Gemara, our Talmud, has in it really Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. It's based on Psukim, it's based on Mishnayas, and it has Talmud as all three in our Gemara. Okay, but the point is, that's the Eraisa, that's the Torah of thirds. So, blessed Hashem gave us the Torah of thirds. Who did he give it to? La'am Tisa, to a nation of thirds. Rashi explains very simple. Kahanim, I'm sure there's other Peshatim as well, but Kahanim, Levim Yisraelim, a nation of thirds. When did he do it? How did he do it? Through the third. Third of the mother. Who's that? Moshe Rabbeinu is the third to his mother. B'yem Tlisa. B'yem Tlisa, here's the part that we need for this, our conversation. On the third day, it wasn't the third day. It was either the sixth day or the seventh day. It wasn't the third day, Sivan, and it wasn't Tuesday. It was Shabbos. What does B'yem Tlisa? The third day of being abstaining from one's wife. So according to Rabbanan, it's very good. They abstained for 2 days, and the third day they got the Torah. So it was the third day of abstaining from the wife, they got the Torah. According to Rabbeisi, it would be the fourth day. So this member is going to be right to Rabbanan. Okay. Biarcha Tisa. Now this member is a Galilean. The Galilean said the statement. The member is not going to ask us a kasha on Rabbeisi. The member is pointing out that this Galilean statement fits like the Rabbanan. And lastly, Biarcha Tisa, in the third month of the year is, of course, Sivan, Nisan Yer Sivan. That's all these thirds are represented in this praise that the Galilean gave. Says Amar Kaman, who does this go with? Kaman Kirabana. And this praise goes like the Rabbanan that says that there was 2 days of separation and they got the Torah on the third day from separation. That's Tisa. According to Rabbeisi, it would have been the fourth day. It wouldn't have fit with this memra. Okay. But that's the...
Some of these little small brises that you've had, the previous brise, right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, yes, listen, good. Yes, if you go through the brises one after the next, we'll see, even within brises that we answer are like Rabbeisi or like the Rabbanan, there's stiris within those brises themselves. The answer is that those brises are going with the sheet of the Rabbanan, legabe day 6 or day 7. With the sheet of Rabbeisi, legabe day 6 or 7. But not necessarily is the same person quoting all these brises, otherwise we don't have a stiris. Correct. Okay, exactly. So that's the end. That's the end of our discussion.
Because there was differences in the brises, why they each became a brise. They were exactly the same.
Usually, I wouldn't say that as a blanket rule, but that's a fair point as well. Usually, there's a difference in the brises, otherwise they wouldn't each be quoted and become a separate brise. Correct, but not always. Sometimes you do have brises that are Tanya Amihachis, Tanya Amihachis. We do find repetitive brises. Okay, but this is the end of our discussion of brises of Rabbi Yesi or Rabbanan, whether it's day 6 or day 7. Okay, v'yisatzu the Tanya. Now the Gemara is going to go through from here to the rest of the Amid. The rest of the Daf is really Agadat the Gemara related to Matan Torah. Of course, very much Yad Vayema sitting here on Erev Shavuos. The Satz with Tachtisahar, they stood at the foot of the mountain. Amar Abdimi Barachama Barachasa, famous Gemara. Malam Shikafa Kosh Baruch Hu Lema Zahar Kigigis. Kosh Baruch Hu held the mountain above them like a gigas, like an upside down pot. And Vamal Mizet the Kaisel, Imahim Amakam Matera, Imat Amakam Matera, Motuv Imav Shom Take Vraslam. If you accept the Torah, great. But if not, then I'm going to drop this mountain on you and he'll be your burial place. Obviously, this seems to be one of the most basic questions on the Sugya, any basic question that most people will think of when they discuss the various memories about Shavuos, about Matan Torah, is over here we're saying Kavla Makagigas, Klai Yisrael was forced to accept the Torah, so to speak, and yet we know, we referenced it already in the past few Bible, we referenced it, it's going to come out very clearly on the bottom of this Amid, we have a Kavla Nasa V'Nishma. Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. We will do, and then we'll hear. We don't even have to hear. We don't have to know the details. We're going to do it. We're ready to listen. Were they ready to listen before even hearing it? Or was the Kosh Baruch Hu to force it upon them? Which one was it? Said the top Taisvis. V'yafapi, so Taisvapi shekvar kikmi ikdimi nasal nishma. Even Kaisuah Rebis mak nasal nishma. Shema yu chayzu kishiro isha gedayel ashiatza nishmasam. We're going to see later in the daf as well. When the Aseres Dibris were happening, Kaisuah from the word deeper for Kosh Baruch Hu, their souls were departing and that they miraculously come back. They were so overwhelmed. Maybe by being so overwhelmed, that was that was going to dissuade them. Of course, they were on the Madrega of Nasa V'Nishma, but maybe they were going to be dissuaded from the power, the awe, the terror, the fire, and their souls departing. And on that, Akash Bros Kafla Markagis, and therefore force them. Second guessing your decision, Nasa V'Nishma, and be scared of the Torah. He forced them to maintain their original agreement of the Nasa V'Nishma. But it comes out, the attack was Nasa V'Nishma first. There was a concern, according to Taisa explaining, that Klai Yisrael would maybe renege on that. And for that, we have Kafla Markagigas. That is a Taisa's answer. It's a famous Mesh Nachuma. And I believe it's Taisa's, I wanted to look up this morning and I forgot before enough. I believe it's a Taisa's in Megillah, that there's Mesh Nachuma that says there's Teresh B'Chsav and Teresh B'Alpeh. Right? That Nasa V'Nishma was Teresh B'Chsav. Teresh B'Chsav? Nasa V'Nishma. Teresh B'Alpeh, which we spoke about yesterday in the Beis Levi, we'll actually repeat it again in later on Daf Peites, the famous Beis Levi, but the whole idea of Shavuos is we're celebrating the Teresh B'Alpeh, not just Teresh B'Chsav. Teresh B'Alpeh is for that there was Kaf Maragigas. That takes a little more of a higher level of Emuna and of appreciating more Shvitz, of appreciating the Teresh B'Alpeh. That required Kaf Maragigas. Teresh B'Chsav was not Kaf Maragigas. Either way, we'd have the Mar a few lines for now. Again, the Mar based on the Megillah, where it says Kima V'Kiblu, Kima Kiblu Masha Kiblu Kvar. They reaccepted the Torah. They reaccepted it. Even what was accepted, whatever this is that was accepted with Harki Gigas, with force now, was accepted by Hava later by the time of Purim. We'll have that shortly. But okay, that is the two answers. The Medrash Tanchuma's answer is Teresh B'Chsav, Teresh B'Alpeh. Taisa's answer is that even though they said Nasa V'Nishma, they may have been Chayzer because of this scariness of the Maimon of Har Sinai, and therefore Kaf Harki Gigas. Ask Taisa's a bomb question further in the top Taisa's. We see above in the first, right in the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, all other nations are going to say, if you were to give us Torah mitzvahs, we would also done great. Why are we not? This Lasa Lavi. Why don't we get a chelik in Lasa Lavi? And Akash, we know we spoke yesterday with Chiddush Arim that Akash Baruch Hu offered them Torah, but they were dissuaded with the different challenges, the different mitzvahs that were difficult for them. The nation that couldn't, that stealing was their vice, Le Sigzel, the nation that killing was their vice. They were told that adultery was their vice. They were told and they all said, we don't want it. So it says the nations are going to say, if you would have forced us, we also would have been able to keep the Torah. So says the Gemara. Actually, you know, let's hold off on that question until the next line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Chabayakav Mekan Meidur Rabbe L'Raisa. The fact that we were forced into the Torah, Kafa Hagigas, is actually a massive excuse. It's a massive excuse for Dairus. We could say that if we don't keep all the mitzvahs properly, we have the notion that we were forced. On that, Taisus asks. All right, that's what Taisus asks the question. Taisus, the next line, asks, how could the nation say it's not fair? Klai Yisrael was forced into the Torah, and we weren't. It sounds like being forced into the Torah is a maila. The nation was saying, had we been forced, we would keep it too. Over here, we're using being forced as an excuse, chalila, in case that Klai Yisrael, if they weren't, didn't keep the Torah. Answers to Yisrael, there's a big difference between accepting the Torah and keeping the Torah. Very, very dakasek achilik. When it comes to accepting the Torah, the nations of the world had a legitimate taina. If you forced it upon us, we would have also accepted it. You didn't accept it because you didn't force it upon us. Klai Yisrael was there, that was forced upon them, and we know the answer to the one of our deserves, just remind ourselves, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no problem, I'll give you one mitzvah kala. He gave a mitzvah sukkah. He brought out the sun, it was too hot, very, very hot for them, and they went out and they kicked the sukkah, they were bite in the mitzvah, and he said, now we taka can't handle Torah mitzvahs. So Hashem gave them the opportunity, or he will give them opportunity, and they're still going to fail anyway. Okay, but the point is, in accepting the Torah, kafa Hakigigas is an Eitzah that anyone could say, it's guaranteed, I'll hold the mouth on my head, I'll for sure accept the Torah, even the guy could have said that. But as an excuse for not keeping the Torah, Chalila, L'chaira, it's a Maidah Rab, it still is a legitimate excuse. Okay. Amar Rava, Afav Pikein, Hadavik Kibbulah Mechashverish, even so, even though they didn't accept it back then fully, and maybe there's a Maidah Rabbah, for that time period, they accepted it again fully, D'chsev, Kimu V'Kibel, Hayuhudim. We darshu kibbul mashu kibbul kvar. They accepted what was already accepted. They accepted it again fully, and therefore now there's no longer any excuses. So a few more points on this. First of all, the Maral points out very interesting that there's a maila to kafa. Even though as much as kafa you have meidah rabba, there's a maila to kafa. The maila to being forced is, and when someone's forced, when it's accepted on their own, there can be a notion of not extra credit, but it's my choice. I chose it, and now I'm choosing not to do it. When someone's forced, like an eved, there's no choices involved. He has to do what he has to do. So there's a maila to the fact that we chose, but there's also a maila to being forced. Says Maral, that's why initially it started off as a kafa, because we want to maintain that maila. Ultimately, we accepted bahavel in times of chashverish, but we still want to maintain that original maila of kafa, that we can't, when something doesn't seem clear to us, doesn't make sense, we still have no choice but to keep it. Doesn't have to make sense to us, and we still have to keep it. Where do we see kimu v'kibla by Purim, just because the Lashon HaPasuk, where do we see it? Says the Maral Vayter, a beautiful mashal. Halacha is, if I have a field that surrounds my friend's field on three sides, or even four sides, and I build a fence in between my field and his field. Halacha is, I can offer him, if he wants to field the fence as well, he has to chip in. If he doesn't want the fence, and I want the fence, I have to pay for it. If I build a fence on three sides, and then he goes down and builds the fence on the fourth side, he shows, when I build the fence on three sides, before he built the fourth side, he has not machiv to pay for anything, because it's my choice. If he goes and builds the fence on the fourth side, he's showing that he's happy with it, he's showing that he's happy with the being fenced in, he now has to chip in to his portion of the cost, even for the other three sides as well. Says Maral, if Klal Yisrael is accepting new mitzvahs, Megillah, Matanas of Yainim, Sudas Perm, if they're accepting new mitzvahs, it must be they accept all the mitzvahs prior. You can't accept mitzvahs, I don't want to give numbers to it, because we know, we spoke out earlier in this Masechta, it's much more than Teriyag, it's not just 613. But whatever thousands of mitzvahs are in the Torah, you don't start accepting extra mitzvahs if you're not happy with the ones you already have, Chalila. So obviously, by accepting the mitzvahs of Megillah, of Purim, that was a clear kim of a kibble, that is the idea that Maral brings over here, how we know they accepted it. Another detail is, yesterday we asked, from the Chiddush Yerim, that he asked us a question. Klal Yisrael, the other nations, when they were offered the Torah, they were offered the Torah with a caveat of the one Isser, the one Lav, that was against their nature, and therefore they didn't accept it. We said Klal Yisrael wasn't given that seemingly that challenge of an Avera or an Isser that's against their nature, so it's not fair. So we answered, Chiddush Yerim answered that the Isser of climbing up the mountain, trying to get closer to Hashem, being magbil, putting boundaries on people from growth, putting boundaries on Yidden from growth, that is a steward to the nature of a Yid, and that was their challenge, accepting the boundaries, that was the challenge for Yid. Beautiful idea of Klush Rim, beautiful Vart. But to answer his question, it could be the simpler answer, again, the Vart is still true, and stunning. But the simple answer to the question could be, based on what I'm saying right now, is the Klai Yisrael said Asav and Ishma. All the other nations, when Hashem came to them with the Torah, they said, Maik Sivba. It wasn't Stam, Hashem offered them, Le Sirtzach, Le Sinuf, Le Sigzal. It was, they asked, Maik Sivba. They asked, what does it say in it? So Hashem said, oh, you're asking, what does it say? It's the opposite of Asav and Ishma. You want to assess if it makes sense for you. Let me pick the one which is the most difficult for you. Because let me pick the one that's going to be a challenge. And indeed, when they heard the one that was a challenge, they walked away. Klai Yisrael said Asav and Ishma. If it's an Asav and Ishma, they superseded the whole notion of being given that challenge. They beat it by saying, we're going to do, and then we'll listen. We don't even need to hear what it is. We're going to do it regardless. By saying Asav and Ishma, they superseded the challenge. That, the Chayra, is the simple, I don't want to say the Teres Emes, that's the simple answer to the Chidush Yerim's question. The Chayra, it's the verse is still true and beautiful, but the simple answer could be as such. One other point in this before we go weiter is that, actually, maybe two other points. That first of all, the Akash Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael that if you accept the Torah, great. If not, this is when he held a har kigigis on their head. And if you don't accept it, sham take for aschem. Ask Rav Chaim Shulev, it's a beautiful aside. Why is the Lashon sham take for aschem? What's sham? Kan, po. Po take for aschem. Kan take for aschem. What does it mean sham over there take for aschem? So some of you are shaking your heads. You have heard this from myself before. I mean, from Avi also may have said this part. What's sham take for aschem? Says Rav Chaim Shulev, the nature of the Yitzhar is, it's a very powerful tool that he uses when a person, first of all, of course, the Satan always tries to push us away from growth and trying to do more Torah and more mitzvahs. But even when a person decides that he's making a real commitment, he's going to be strengthen his learning, strengthen his davening, the Yetzirah always throws in a shum. Right now is not the perfect time. Shum. Wait till next week when you're a little more free. Wait till this happens. Wait till this project closes. Wait till this event passes. He's shum. When I get to there, then I'll be able to do that goal, that growth of Torah mitzvahs. When I get to there, to Shem, says Rav Chaim Shlevitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us a much bigger message over here. If you don't accept the Torah, Shem take for Aschem. Shem take for Aschem is saying the death knoll of growth, of steiging in Aliyah, in your Shemayim, of losing the Yetzara, is Shem. If we accept the Yetzara's deflection, his procrastination of Shem, that's going to be take for Aschem. That's going to be for Aschem. It doesn't say Khan. It specifically says Shem. Shem take for Aschem. Shem will be the burial of growth in Torah mitzvahs. We have to always dismiss the Yetzara when he comes and he tries to push us away with Shem. So I wanted to add to Reb Chaim Shulevitz, I think it's a beautiful connection. We say, of course, obviously very related to Matan Torah, Kabbalah Torah, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Har. The pasuk could have easily said Vayichan Yisrael Neged Har. Vayichan Yisrael Neged Har. That's the famous diak. Vayichan Lashon Yachid Kishach Ablevichad Vayichan. But it says Vayichan Shem. It could have said Vayichan Yisrael Neged Har. It doesn't have to say the word Shem. The word Shem is extra. So I wanted to suggest that perhaps based on Rav Chaim's vart, what the Torah is saying is much deeper. Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Har is that Klal Yisrael realize wherever they are, they're already Shem. They realize we are Shem. The Yetzer Hara's whole excuse is, when you get there, when you're Shem, you'll be able to keep the Torah. That's when you do it, and that's the way of procrastinating. Fakert, Vayichan Shem, we arrived. When we were by Mount Torah, we realized that this, we're here and now. And this, whatever challenges we're faced with, whatever inconveniences we have at this moment, we're still Shem. Vayichan Shem, Yisrael Neged Har, and that's how Kabbalah Torah has to be. It always has to be in a matzav of Shem. I'm here, I've arrived, wherever I am, that's the place where I have to accept the Torah and keep Torah mitzvahs. I think it's a very nice a connection, a nice addition to that One other quick point in this, a lumdish question. We know that this Gemara Bava Basra tells us, I think it's the Mems, that Tluy Vizavin Zvini Zvini. So Chesed about them. Tluy Vizavin Zvini Zvini. If I go over to someone, I could be over Isra Vle Sachmein for doing this, but if I go over to someone and I force him to sell me an item, then the halach is the sale is a sale. I pay money for it, I force him to sell it. Again, it's Vle Sachmein, but the sale is a sale. So if that's the case, so then why do we have a Maidah Rab L'Raisa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us to accept the Torah. Correct. He forced us with HaKagigas. But we're saying Maidah Rab L'Raisa, we have a good excuse now because we were forced. What do you mean? Tluy Vizavin Zvini Zvini. When something is forced, the sale is still ultimately the sale is Chal. So why over here should it be any different? Azay Frek the Chuvas Chem D'Shleima. Answers the Chem D'Shleima that the big Klal, it's getting more of an alumdisha idea with regards to Tluy Vizavin. Tluy Vizavin is only for something that takes place on the spot. The idea is that even though it was against the person's will, we say there's still das, Kamir's das. He's decided, even against his will, he's going to go through with this kenyan, and therefore it's chal, even though he didn't want to go through his kenyan. You're putting $100 on him. You're taking the item which is worth $100. He didn't want to go through he doesn't want to go through the sale, but you're forcing him, and the sale is taking place right now, and therefore it's considered a transaction. This Kamir's das, even against his will, says the Chem D'Shleima, that would only work by something which is in the here and now. Something which is a commitment for down the road, a commitment for later, the idea of Tliyuv Zavin will not work. Tliyuv Zavin will not work, and therefore, over here in Mount Tur, where it wasn't just a Kabbalah for that moment, it's a Kabbalah for future generations. Down the road, the idea of Tliyuv Zavin wouldn't work. That is the answer to Shuvah Shleima. But based on actual, we'll give the share later today, because it's for tomorrow's Daf, Yom Tov, but we'll do it later, Mitzvah, we'll post it later after the Daf. But on Daf Pei Test, the Gemara is going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kaiso a Matana, that the Matan Torah was a Matana, it was a gift. The halacha is, you can see another answer to Chavdei Shleima's question, that's not a problem with Tliyuv Zavin, because the din of Tliyuv Zavin is only by a sale. This means that's by sale. By Matana, we don't say Tliyuv Zavin. When something's a gift, you don't say Tliyuv Zavin. You can't force a gift to someone and say, I forced it, you accepted it, I'm forcing you, it's yours. By a gift, you don't say Tliyuv Zavin. So it's a beautiful answer. The Chavdei Shleima's kasha l'chair wouldn't start if we view Matan Torah as a Matana, as a gift. The whole question wouldn't begin in the first place. Okay. What does it from the Shemayim? You made a judgment, right? The Torah heard, the earth became afraid, and then it got calm. What's going on over here? Was it afraid or was it calm? Which one is it? Initially it was afraid. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it tonight. If Klal Yisrael, the Gemara is going to elaborate again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, then great, the world's going to last. However, if Klal Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah, there's no purpose for the world. So from Sheishim Ereshis, the world was afraid, and then it became calm. When? By Kabbalah of Torah. Says the Gemara, Metchili Yara, Vosef Shakta. The Gemara explains, Lam Yara was afraid, what does it mean when it says yem hashishi? Hey, you say, "Lami, what's yem hashishi?" Just say yem shishi. What's hashishi? Lami shehisna Kadosh Baruch Hu in my sabrachus. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a tznai on my sabrachus. Vamelam im yisro makam matera atem mekayim v'im lav ani machzel lechem l'sev v'yo. If Klal Yisrael accept the Torah, great. Then the world's going to last. However, if Klal Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah, then I'm going to return the world to Sev Avayu. I'm going to destroy the world. This would be fits very well that the Kabbalah's Torah was when? On Yom Hashishi, on the sixth day, which is again the day we celebrate Shavuos, is Yom Hashishi. But we pointed out with the Beis Levi that we do Pasuk Rabbeisi. Again, I'm not sure if it's relevant. We Pasuk Rabbeisi that Kabbalah's Torah was in actuality was on day seven. Was on Shabbos day seven, but we do celebrate day six. We explain why yesterday. We'll say Mitzvah later on Daf Pei Test as well. Chazaret. But that's the idea. Yom Hashishi over here is the sixth day. It's referring to the world was created with a Tanai that the Klal Yisrael would accept that which they need to accept on Yom Hashishi by Kabbalah Satara. Darshav Samai. Because Klal Yisrael put forth a preface, Nas L'Nishma, Bo Shishim Ribay Shishim Ribay Shamachi Asharis L'Cholach Vechad. When Klal Yisrael said Nas L'Nishma, 60 Ribay, which is 600,000 Malachim came, and what did they do? Cholach Vechad Yisrael. Kashlech Shtekzar, and they put in his head two Ksarim, two crowns, Echel Nas Vechad L'Nishma, which is a beautiful idea, by the way. It sounds like only when they were mocked of Nas L'Nishma. If they would have said, Nishma Vanasa, how many crowns would they have gotten? One, L'chur zero. They got two crowns because they were Makdim Nishma, they were Makdim Nasa to Nishma. Okay, so they got two crowns. Echinag Nasa, Echinag Nishma, Vakim Shechatu Yisrael, and once Klai Yisrael did the Aveira with the eagle, Yardu Mev Esser Mibu Malchi Chavala, 1.2 million Malchi Chavala Malachim came, and they took back the 1.2 million crowns, because 600,000 times 2 is 1.2 million. But for Kerem, it took them off. Shinemar, Fisatsu Bnei Yisrael, Asedya Mehar Acharev, Kaiso was stripped of the jewelry by Acharev, by Sinai. Says Taisus, I understand. We know Mida Teva is Yasu Mida Pernius. Why would only 600,000 Malachim by the putting on the crowns, and 1.2 million Malachim by removing the crowns? Says Taisus. And says Taisus, beautifully, that, it is kamas and eichas, right? There's quantity and quality. That obviously the 600,000 malachim were able to each come with two crowns each. The 1.2 million malachim only able to take off one crown each, which means they were shvachar malachim. It was the quality of the midat teiva was taka greater than the quantity, and that has more power, more credence than the quantity, even though it's larger, of the midah ras. It actually opens up to a whole conversation. We're not going to enter it. But based on Engel, Asim Nereisa has discussions when it comes to Torah mitzvahs, both for good and for bad. Faveris. What's more of a factor? Quantity or quality? As an example, he brings rice, a dozen rice to each side. But the answer really is there's no set rule. It depends on the situation. One of the classic cases, a person has to give $100 to tzedakah. It's more than halacha. It's preferable for him to give 100 people $1 than to give $100 to one person. The idea of this is because you're doing 100 separate acts of doing tzedakah, 100 separate meisim of tzedakah. Okay, there's different explanations behind it. But the point is over there, the quantity is greater than what we'll call the quality. Giving one person $100 is very meaningful. Giving a person a dollar, much less meaningful. But the quantity of doing them act 100 times, 100 different people, that supersedes the mila of the quantity supersedes the mila of the quality. And our Gemara was saying a case where the malachim's power, each one having two crowns, the quantity the quality, I should say, supersedes the mila of the quantity. Okay, it's a concept to apply throughout the Torah mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Asman Reisa, has a long arichas about this. Okay. Amrab Chama Bar Chanina. The Chayiv Tanu, and Chayiv they loaded the crowds out. The people of Chayiv Parku, and in Chayiv, and by Chayiv, that's where the crowds were taken off. The Chayiv Tanu, Kedamaran, like we spoke about before. The Chayiv, that's Dashav and Asav and Ishma. The Chayiv Parku, the Chziv, face not Sulvan Israel. We actually quoted that also as well before that they were stripped of their jewelry. Amar Bechran, the Kulan Zachem Meishu Natlan. All these crowns that Kaiser lost, you know, who took them. Meishu Abenu, he was zeicha to take them to Samachle. Meishu Yikrasel, Meishu would take the oil. We darshan Meishu was zeicha in his because Meishu didn't do anything wrong. He was up in Shemayim. He wasn't involved in the Eagle. Meish was eichet to take all of the crowns that everyone else was supposed to have. Amar Rish Lakish, Asa Kash Baruch Lachzion Lanu, Kash Baruch in the future is going to return the crowns to us. Shem like he says, Upduya Hashem Yeshuvan Uvayat Tzion Berina, V'Simchas Eilam Al Reisham. We're going to have the Simchas Eilam on their heads. Simcha Shema Eilam Al Reisham. That means the Simcha that was once on their heads long ago will be returned. The Simcha of the crowns will be returned. Unfortunately, we had it for very short. We had Kabbalah Satara, and we know the Eagle happened within, obviously within 40 days. That's what the Eagle happened. When Meish didn't come back, and that's when the Eagle happened. So we lost the crowns very shortly after we see them, but last love we're going to get them back. Amar Blazer, Bishash Kedimah Yisrael Nasa Nishma Kaiso preceded. They preceded Nasa before Nishma. Yatsa Baskov Amalem Migil Levei Raza Mishamal Chasharis Misam Shembay. Who showed the secret that my children that the Machasharis use? What's the secret? To Chziv Baruch Hashem Alachav. The pasuk when it extols the virtue of the malachim that Kadosh Baruch should bless the malachim, it says, "Who are these malachim? The ones that do His word to listen to His word." You have first the idea of doing His word, then the idea of listening. It's nasa kaidem lenishma. By the way, on this topic, there's in the first speaker I forgot where it was. Big aside that it's really they really still separate madrega. There's nasa kaidem lenishma, but then there's a nasa after the nishma. Is right. It's not just not that blind faith is not an amazing thing. Blind faith is amazing, but there's a higher madrega of similar to the idea of someone mentioned after this yesterday. We discussed about Kabbal Meira, Kabbal Mehava. Right. There's the idea that first Reish. I think someone. I think Eliza maybe said you need Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. First thing is you need to have Yiras Hashem. I said it. Someone else said it. Yasu said it. Yasu said it. Yeah, Shkaya Kasa. Yeah, Yasu said it. So, after this year, we were discussing about first having Yira, and that Yira, right, the Torah has to be first accepted Yira, and the Yira ultimately leads to Ahava. But the Mepharshim say on that same note, same idea, that Ahava ultimately has to lead back to what? You know what? Back to Yira. Back to Yira. Because there's a danger of just doing a Mahava, because when it's just love, okay, then you can lose a little element that it's kind of like almost what we said from the Maram when we started, the Kafa Aleim HaKigis element. We cannot have lose our notion at any point that we're 100% bound to what it says, no matter whether we understand it or whether in the mood of it or not. That's the Mila of the Yira element. That's the Mila of the Yira element. So we have Yira, then we get the love of Hava, and then on top of that, we go back to Yira above the Hava. It's still with Hava, but a year above that, then even if it's for some reason we're not in the mood, it doesn't make sense. The love alone right now is not feeling it. The Yira comes back. It's a Yira that is a Yira. It's actually a Yira that's created from a Hava, which is a much higher level of Yira. Similarly, Nasa, Kaidim Nishma, but then a Nasa again after the Nishma, which is a much higher level of Nasa because it has the Nishma with it and it was going to be done regardless, but now there's actually understanding to it. That's the higher level. That's then we have both. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar B'chamar B'chanina.
You know, the Malachim on a different level because they say, they're already doing it before the year.
Yes, yes,
we're
yeah. We committed to do it. They already did it. Very good. Yeah, good deal. A very good dig. Amar Chama Rechinin Ma'idach Siv Ketapuch Peitzei Yar. In Shir Hashirim we say like a tree amongst the forest. So Ketapuch is always translated till today. Tapuchim are apples. Taisa says it's the chur. It's an apple based on the Mar's description. It's going to be Esrig. It's famous. Actually, discussion. What was the Eitz Adas? Is the Velt takes on that there was an apple, but the Rishayim nowhere in I don't believe in our writings in the Rishayim and in the Chazal do they say apple? Someone would say it's a grapevine. Someone would say Esrig again. I think Taisa also says also over there. An esrog, okay, but says the Gemara, Lamanimshu, you saw the tapuach. Why is Kaisel compared to a tapuach? Again, simple type, just apple tree, but Taisa seems to say it's esrog over here. Leimer lach, mat tapuach zeh, period, kain l'olav. Just like by this tree, the fruits come before the leaves, the fruits precede the leaves. So to Klai Yisrael, the Nasa, which is the doing, came from the Nishma. The point of the tree, the main point is the fruit, not the leaves. But normally, most trees, the way it works is, first the leaves grow, and then the fruit buds, and then the fruit grows. Over here, by this tree, this tapuach, the fruit grows first. So to Klai Yisrael, put the Nasa came before the Nishma. the Ksav Sefer points out that another Maila of Nasa Kedla Nishma, actually, as we know, the Mishnah tells us, Alti Avonim Mishap Shesarav Amasa Kaba Pras. Don't be like the slave that saved that served the master for the prize. Rather, do L'Shem Shemayim. By saying Nasa Kedla Nishma is the clearest proof that we're not doing it for the reward. If it would be Nishma Kedla Nasa, we want to hear what the rules are, hear L'Chair what the reward is, and then we do the mitzvahs. Nasa Kedla Nishma is a direct contradiction. It's a of doing it amas kapa pras. It's the biggest demonstration. We're doing it just for the sake of the mitzvah, whatever it is. It's the word of Hashem and Nasa Kedla Nishma. That's another maila, says Ksav Sefer, of Nasa Kedla Nishma. Okay. Story time with Stuki, the Machaz de Rava, to come ayam b'shmaite. There's a Stuki who saw Rava sitting and busy with his Talmud, with his learning. V'yasva atzpasi yade tu sikara. And he was sitting on top of his fingers. Under his leg. V'kama ayisbu. And he's mamish crushing them. V'kama aben atzpasi dama. And they were bleeding. He was so involved and engrossed in his learning. And he was like so focused. He was putting pressure on his fingers and they started to bleed. Amar Lei, Suzuki said to him, Amma Paziza, the impulsive people, the Kadmisu B'machal Adonaiho, that you let your mouth go before your ears, meaning you said Nasa, Kaidun Nishma, Akati Pazkashaichu Kamaisu. You still have this impulsiveness. You're sitting on your fingers and crushing them. But Rashid Bailu Mishme, now he's going back to his original complaint. Initially you should have heard the commandments, and then Imasisa Kablusu, Vilai, Laikablusu. See whether you're able to handle them. And if you can handle them, accept it. If you can't handle it, don't accept it. Why did you go out of order? Amar Lei, Rav said back to the Stuki, Anan, top of Amud Beis, top of Pichas Meis, Anan, Bishle Musa, Desagina, Bishle Musa, we go with Emunah Shleima, we go with complete faith, Emunah Pshuta, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ksiv Kain, Ksiv Ban, it says about us, Tumas Yisharam Tanachim, perfect faith, of the upright that will lead them, Hanachin Shidisagim Belusa. But these people that go in ways of Alilusa, of crookedness, Ksibu says by themselves, Baidim Ishadim, that the crookedness of their lack of faith will destroy them. Meaning, you're busy with crookedness, so you're busy without faith. You're trying to see, it makes sense to me, I'll do it, if not. Us, we go with perfect faith, and therefore, we know we'll be led in the Derech Hashara. We're not concerned, we accept it, we know that we have perfect faith in Hashem, and therefore, whatever He commands us to do makes sense for us, and therefore, we accepted it without even hearing the details. Amar of Shmuel Bar Achmeni, Amar of Yenison, Ma'adr Siv, back at Shirashim, Livavtina Chaisi Chala, Livavtina Ma'achas Me'enayach. So it says that you capture my heart, sister, bride, you capture my heart with one of your eyes. What's not one of the eyes? Betchil Livachas Me'enayach, Lichashatasi, B'shteyenayach. Initially, by Kabbalah's Torah, is one of the eyes. By Kabbalah's Torah, is with one of the eyes. Eventually, when Kai Sol performed the Torah, is with both of the eyes. The Mefarshim explains, the Maral explains actually deeper. Klal Yisrael at Mount Torah, they accepted to keep the Torah. But the reality is they didn't keep the Torah. Right after Mount Torah, unfortunately, they went to the Avera of the ego. So what it means is at that point it was only B'achas Me'enayach. You said you accept it, you made the agreement, which is key. Klai Yisrael, we accepted the Torah, but we didn't actually fully keep it yet. Shtei Einayach is later down the road when Klai Yisrael started to keep the Torah properly. That's when it's considered Shtei Einayach. Amar Ula, Aluva Kala Mazana B'Seich Chupasa. What a lack of shame is for the Kala, that's Mazana during the Chuppah, meaning Klai Yisrael Nebuch, that was Mazana, in that time period when they were waiting for Moshe to come down back from Har Sinai. Amar Mari, brother of Shmuel, Rav Mari, the son of Shmuel's daughter, right? The famous story, I believe that was the story where Shmuel's daughter was captured and violated by a guy, and she became pregnant, and this Rav Murray, the Heilig Rav Murray, was the child. So we refer to him as Rav Murray, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, because we don't want to refer to his father, who was a guy. Mikra, what's the pasuk that backs up Ula's memra? Ad shemelch mesibai nirdi. While the king was at the mesibah, at the banquet, nirdi, the perfume, nirdi gave off its fragrance. What does that mean? She was being unfaithful at the chasna. She's already being unfaithful, giving her perfume, giving off temptations to others. So to Klai Yisrael, Chalila, unfortunately, while they are at Sinai, while they're still in the midst of Kabbalah Satara, meaning till Moshe Rabbeinu came down, they already did the Avera of the eagle. Amra v'adai chavusa yaman. However, the pasuk still describes it's the endearment towards Klal Yisrael. Tichsev Nasan Vleksev Hisriach. The lashon of description is in Shir Shirim, describing the unfaithfulness of the kala during the banquet, during the mesiba. The lashon is it gives off Nirdi Nasan Recha. It gives Nirdi Nasan Recha. And the pasuk Nirdi Nasan Recha gives off a beautiful fragrance. It could have said it gives off a smelly fragrance. By saying a beautiful fragrance, because Klal Yisrael still smelled well, beautiful in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu, even after the chait. Tanabanim Aluvimainon. I love him. Once we speak out about this. There's a famous couple lines about the ultimate madriga the person should strive to reach, to not be happy to not get involved with petty argument and petty fighting with other people, and he should be above any machlekes. So the one of the main words quoted there is this lashon of aluva. We quoted for our Gemara, aluva kala, that she has no shame. The kala is shameless, she has no shame. Over here it's going to be said almost as a mila, that aluva vein and I love him. Those who are insulted, but they don't get insulted. They don't suffer, they don't suffer the shame. They don't take it personally. They hear their disgrace, but they don't respond. They serve Hashem Mahava, and they are happy, even, doesn't mean they're happy with, they weren't suffering, but they're happy, even if they're suffering, they're still happy. That those who love Hashem, they'll be at the sun when the sun comes forth in its glorious might. Those people will be like, those people will be at the sun when it comes forth in front of Hashem. This is the high madrega of people. Rambam quotes this lashon as the ultimate madrega a person is supposed to try to reach, to not respond, and to be above any fighting, and to serve Hashem with complete faith and happy faith, no matter what the story is. The Tosafot Rashi explains, what's the connection to this pasuk? He says, beautiful. What happened when the world was created? Kadosh Baruch Hu created the sun and the moon on equal sizes. And the moon complained, how could there be two leaders? How could there be two lights with the same power? Kadosh Baruch Hu diminished the light of the moon, and the sun remained in its entire glory. The sun kept quiet the whole time. That's the idea of Kadosh Shemesh, like the Shemesh, which didn't respond to the challenges or to the arguments of the moon. The sun sat there content, sat there quiet, and therefore that's the idea of Kaseis HaShemesh, a person who has these strong milas will shine and come out strong like the sun. Amar Be'echon HaMaydech Siv, Hashem Yitin Oymer Mefaser Savarav, HaKosh Baruch Hu made a declaration of the Tzvakais, the hosts of the mighty host. Every Dibur that came out from HaKosh Baruch Hu's mouth was divided into all 70 languages. Tadre Bishmal, a different drasha from this same pasuk. Ukapata shibutasela, like the hammer smashes the rock. Ma pater is that, or I should say, a different source for this idea. Not a different text of the pasuk, a different source for the same idea that we're mentioning about the Torah being given, the remembrance in 70 languages. Kipatish Yifusa Sela, Ma Patish Zeh Nechlet Lecham in Tzaitas, just like the Patish divides into many Tzaitas. Now typically that would be Tzaitas, the Patish, the hammer itself, is dividing into many sparks, but it's learned that wouldn't be the right mashal, because really we want to have that the rock was being divided into many pieces. So I want to say, that's what it means. The rock is divided into many slivers. That's what it means. Okay. Avkol Dibur V'Dibur V'Kosh Baruch Hu, so too every Dibur that came from Kosh Baruch Hu's mouth, Nechlet Shivim L'Shenes, was divided among the 70 languages. All the different languages were able to hear the words of the Torah and to be able to accept it should they choose. Amar Chanan Bar Papa, Maidach Siv, Shimu ki Negidim Adaber. Listen, because I'm speaking about Negidim. What does that mean? Why is the word Zer compared to Nugget? Nugget's like a prince. A prince has the power to give life or to send it to death. So through the words of Torah have the power to both give life, but also to lead to death. Like Rava says, for those who take Torah with their right hand, they approach it with the right. The right is always a sign of strength, a sign of focus. We said earlier in the Masechta, we had this lashon, and we said it means to be diligent about it, to focus on it, to be organized. Those who do it with the right hand, it's a source of life. Those who approach it with a left-handed approach, they're callous towards the carrying out the Torah, then unfortunately it could actually lead to Sama Demaisa. It could be a Sam Hamavis. Says the Mefarshim point out, it's really Tesis and Tainus, it's a Gemara in Psachim, that we have a concept. But what do you mean? Maminaba would seem like someone who's doing Torah umitzvahs lishma, and Masmilama, people doing it, not so lishma, they're not doing it with such intent, they're not focused. We have a klala, a person should learn Torah mitzvahs lishma, shalei lishma, balishma. So we say, even doing it without the proper focus, without proper intent, just doing it is enough, because once you do it, you'll come to grow to Madrig of doing it with intent. So the famous answer Taisus gives, it's going a few places in Shas, Taisus and sure, Tainus, and but elsewhere, Taisus says that it only works when it's not being done the kantar. Shle l'shma will lead to l'shma. When it's done, the person wants the covet, he wants the prize, he's promised a gift, he's promised a reward, he'll be zeichet to get some certain status. That's shle l'shma, that's fine, that will lead to l'shma. But if he does it purposely to chep or to make issues, he does it without the right, with a devious intent, That's not bad. So that's the chayyim how we have to touch over here. The masmeilim ba doesn't just mean stam. He's doing it without 100% proper focus, meaning without 100% proper intent, proper lishma. It's got to be worse than that because that would be mitach lishma ba lishma. It has to be the person's doing it with a callous approach. He's looking to try to find ways out to try to upend it, to try to ask questions. That's when it leads to become a sabam of. Stavar acher, a whole other touch of the pasuk negidim. What does it mean negidim? The princes called divadim shat mekash baruchu. Kaishrim Lashnek Sarim. Every statement that Kash Baruch Hu said was connected with Tukshama. Like I said before, that Kaiso, back to the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we had the Gemara that Kaiso received two crowns, the Nasav Nishma, all the words of Kash Baruch Hu that Kaiso accepted, received two crowns. That's Lashon Negidim. They became like princes, they got crowns for all the words of Kash Baruch Hu. I'm Rishon Levi. My Dech, so we're going to actually have a whole bunch of teachings now. It's going to take us all the way into, we'll do more of it later, but take us all the way through half of the next daf, which is members of Rishon Levi, much of which relate to the Kaiso. Yisrael's story at our Sinai. Amr Shem Levi, Ma'idach Siv, Tzor Amar, this is a Pasuk in Shehashim, Tzor Amar, Daidili, Ben Shad, Yalan, it's a bundle of myrrh that was Daidili, it's beloved to me, between Ben Shad, between my breasts, Yalan, it resides. What does that mean? Amr Kass, Yisrael, Fei, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam, Afa, Pi, Shemetzar, Umeimer, Li, Daidi, even though you were upset at us, obviously, because we've done Chatoyim, specifically the chait we always refer to is the chait of the eagle, and it's more than that. It was the jewelry. It was the famous, we said before, Ve'esnatzol b'nei Yisrael. It was that jewelry that we had and that was used for the for the Avodah Zarah. Still, Bein Shadayalin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells between each other and our chest, between the bosom, which they explain on a deeper level. What it means is we know that the Aron Kodesh in the Mishkan or in the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Aron had two poles that stuck out of the Aron, and those two poles hit the curtains and it had the appearance of two Dada Isha, like two Dada Isha sticking out of her clothing. Right, that's the idea of the Aron. So that's the remez that Kadosh Baruch Hu still, even after the eagle, still was in love, still was beloved with Klal Yisrael. Eshkol Kofer Daidili Ben Kamer and Gedi, a cluster of Eshkol Kofer Daidili Ben Kamer and Gedi. What was that referred to? Misha Kol Shalei Mechaperli. It's where the Kofer is referring to Kapara. That one who everything belongs to him should be Mechaper us for what? Oven Gedi Shekramdlei. The Gedi, the Ein Gedi is the waters of Gedi. Where we say it means over here, what it actually means is Oven. Ein is Oven, and Gedi Oven of the Gedi, Oven of the Golden Calf. Oven of the, even though the Gedi is really more of a kid, more of a goat, but it's the oven of the golden calf. Same idea. What does Karmi mean? Karmi means like piling up. My mashba that Karmi lisha de machlishu. What do we see that the Karmi means piling up? Amar zuch beidav Nachman. The launderer's chair, we pile up clothing. The launderer would pile up clothing and light a little, incense underneath it to give a fragrance into the clothing. The lashon over there is karmi. So to over here means the piling of the vineyards, the piling up of the vineyards. That's the karmi ein gedi. Amar b'shulam and Levi, ma'idach siv. What does it mean? The pasuk lachayev karugas spicesim. The cheeks. Talking about kaviyachol kadosh baruch hu's cheeks are like a bed of spices. Kol divi divish yatsi bimak kadosh baruch hu nismal kalam kulam b'samim. Every time kadosh baruch hu spoke by the b'aseres dibros, the whole world filled up with b'samim. Every dibur filled the world with b'samim. V'kivan shemadam rishon nismal. Ask the Gemara. One second. If the first dibur filled the whole world with spices, then where was the place for the spices to come out in the second Dibur? Where did the spices go? Where did the fragrance go for the second Dibur? The fragrance was already there. After every Dibur, the world was filled with spice, with fragrance. A wind came and blew away each the fragrance that was the result of each Dibur after that Dibur, and then came the next Dibur and refilled the world with fragrance. Don't mean Shoshanim like flowers, the repetition. It was repeated. This story of Hashem saying a Dibur, filling the world with fragrance, and then happening again was repeated multiple times because every time after the fragrance filled the world, there was a wind that blew it away. Let's just go a drop further. Every Dibur that came in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, every time Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Dibur, the Kaisol souls departed, their bodies. My nefesh departed when he spoke. So obviously, if Kaisol lost their neshamas after the first Dibur, how did they accept the second Dibur? They weren't around, they were dead. There's a certain towel that's ultimately going to be used to make Tchis Mesim. Kadosh Baruch Hu put that towel down now, and he resurrected, he brought back life to other people in between each Dibur. So a lot's going on. In between each Dibur, the whole whole world is filled with the fragrance, and the fragrance gets blown away, and in between the Shkibur, Klai Yisrael, the Neshamas were departing, and they were being brought back. Shnemer Geshem Nadavis Tanef Elikim Nachlasecha Vanilla Ata Chenanta. This is what Tais was referring to when he said Manam Nalath on the top at Kafal Makagigas. Why any Kafal name is Asav Nishma? Teretz of the Maimon Hasina was so scary that there was a sad that the Klai Yisrael would back out after seeing this. That's why you need the Kafa that they should remain in their Nasav Nishma. From Yisrael and Levi, Kol Divi Shat Mekadosh Baruch Hu Chazri Yisrael Lachrim Shnei Vasimil. Every Dibur that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, Klai Yisrael was pushed back from the power of the Dibur. 12 mil they were pushed back. Like Vayimalchi Asharis Medadnei say, and Malchi Asharis would like take them back. Medadnei Lashon of when you speak about little chicks walking away from the nest, it's Medadnei because little chickens walk the small little chicken steps, small steps. So a baby walking is also called Medadnei. The mother walks to the baby like holding the baby's hand, and the baby's Medadnei, very small steps. So the Malchi Asharis brought us back, so to speak, like Medadnei. They took us back like a toddlers, like little children, back to this place by Har Sinai. Shenemar Meloi. Malachi tzvagayis yidaydin, I'll take yidaydin, ella yidadin, like that lashon of walking back, medadin, walking back in these small little steps. So the Malachi Asharis brought us back after 12 mil. We're going to pick up the rest in Mirz Hashem later. Just one point on this. It says that we went back 12 mil. We pointed out in the Gemara's early in the Masechta that a few places says Tchumim, whether it's Daraisa, Darabanan, there's Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, Darabanan. Rabbi Kiva says Apayim Am is Daraisa. The Rabbanan says Darabanan. The Chacham say that the Apayim Am is only Darabanan. However, we point out for the Yishami in the fifth parent that even the Chacham agree, everyone agrees that Yud Beis Mil is Tchum Daraisa. Yud Beis Mil is a Tchum Daraisa. When was Torah given? Torah was given on Shabbos Kodesh. That's one of the first things we established today and yesterday. We said, everyone agrees, that's not part of the Machlokes, Man Torah is on Shabbos. How could they go back 12 mil and be brought back consistently 12 mil and brought back on Shabbos at Shabbos Kodesh? So we did have already yesterday, we had a Man Amr that till after Kabbalah of Torah, that Tchumim wasn't accepted, right? That was the Mara. In Mara, they got Shabbos, but they didn't yet get Tchumim. That's what we had just said. That was exactly the Machlokes we had on the top of Ambez, I believe the top of Ambez of Dafei Zion, that they got the Kabbalah of Torah, but they didn't yet have, they got Shabbos in Mara, but they didn't get all the Dinim of Shabbos, including Haitzah, Taisa points out, and Tchumim, the Gemara says, wasn't included yet. So maybe till the end of Kabbalah Satorah, till the end of Aseres Dibros, they could be the din of Tchum didn't apply. I think that could be a very simple answer to the question. So the question is asked by the Ram Rumberg, it's asked by the Ein Yaakov. I think it's again a simple answer is the Gemara we just had according to at least that man number from 2 days ago, but according to the other man number from yesterday, but according to the other man number, still going to be shver. Answers Ram Rumberg. I think someone mentioned this after the shares today. I forgot who it was. Nani HaKavod. The Nani HaKavod were a mechitza. Right? You said this yesterday, right? And Nani HaKavod was a mechitza. Very good. Was a mechitza. When I saw it this morning, I was trying to remember who was the one that mentioned it. And Nani HaKavod was like a mechitza around Klai Yisrael. And therefore, it's like, even though they moved physically 12 mil, they moved together with the Nani HaKavod. And therefore, it didn't have a status of moving. The question you asked, Liza, was, if that's the case, how would we learn out the dinim of Eitzah, of Shabbos? They had the Nana Kavod there also. Okay, good, all right, good question you had after the share, fine. But the idea is still true that the Nana Kavod was the protection for the din of Tchum, no din of Tchum. That's Rav Rumberg. In Yaakov answers that Al Yidei Einus is different. A person cannot travel 12 mil on his own volition on Shabbos. But if he's thrown somewhere physically and it was against his will, it was Einus, he's allowed to come back. That wouldn't be a problem. Interesting, Kula, when it's Al Yidei Einus, there's no issue of Tchum. Even Tchum Dereis, even 12 mil is not a problem. He's allowed to come back. This happened by Dereis, therefore they have to come back. And Mirz Hashem, later today,